everybody. Jonathan Dorr with you once again. Welcome aboard to the Daily Podcast. Great to be with you. Hope you're doing well. I'm feeling good right now. Regular listeners know the sort of routines I have, but 25-kilometer training run this morning. And I've got to say, the first 40 minutes wasn't feeling too fantastic, but you get through it and you get into the back end and you start to feel a fair bit better. That's a good metaphor for, I think, for anything difficult we face in life. Sometimes there'll be phases when things are just hard, and so many people give up. You give up when things get difficult, but then it's the ability to endure, to persevere, to hang in there. So by the time I was kind of, maybe an hour and a half in, I started to feel pretty good. And remember, the payoff always comes afterwards. The payoff in life never comes in the middle of difficult things. In the middle of difficult things, as I said yesterday, your brain will be like, how did we get here? Who do we blame? This is terrible. So, like I said, that's what I learned today. Sometimes it's difficult. Sometimes it's just hard. We press on. So what are you facing right now? There's got to be some area of your life where you're thinking, how did I get here? How do I change this? How did this happen? We all have those moments. Listen, I want to talk about a couple of quick things today. Yesterday, I talked a lot about change. I talked about the fact that change is just embedded in reality. Change is just embedded in the cosmological order. We see stars change, in terms of throughout the year, we see, patterns of, in the ancient world particularly, they tracked the movement of stars across the sky at different times of the year. Now, of course, we know that the stars weren't literally moving, but our perspective of them was. But we realized very early in the human journey that change is sewn into the fabric of reality. So let's go just a little bit deeper into that journey of change. And I think one of the important things is, what do you do when you really understand that a change is coming? Do you charge into things? Do you change radically? I mean, there's definitely times in life where people do that. But I think it's a question of following what we call the breadcrumbs. Looking for the small signs around you wherever there is life. Look, wherever you find life, growth, joy, positivity, encouragement, move in that direction. Now, that's not hedonism. Hedonism is just like the rampant pursuit of pleasure. But when there's change happening, look around you for wherever you find life, wherever something animates you, wherever something brings you, you sense an internal shift of movement towards something more positive in your life. Follow that trail. When you do that, it's strange how doors seem to open. One of the things I'm working on is a whole different area of life and business. I'm doing a lot of stuff in what's called predictive classical economics. So I'm looking at a lot of macro finance, a lot of sort of global trends, and doing some stuff in the business space separate to what I'm doing here. And it's been interesting that as I have begun to read and study and listen in that area of macro finance, the sort of doors that have opened and the people that have come across my path. And next Friday, I'm interviewing Nathan Lewis, who's one of the world sort of giants on international gold standards in the monetary system. Now, I know some of you go, what's that got to do with you? Well, the answer is nothing. But my point is that it's an area of finance and wealth creation that I find very interesting. And I'm going to be interviewing one of arguably the most important writer in the world in that space. And my point in all of this is that as I moved into a different area, COVID changed a lot of things for all of us. But for me, I had the time to start pursuing some other interests. And as I went down this path, I found myself being animated, interested, energized. And if you keep following that trend, good things happen. Doors open. People say yes. If you spend your life doing stuff that you really don't like doing and that you do grudgingly and you're unhappy, then your world shrinks, right? Have you ever noticed that, how much your world shrinks when you're really unhappy? So I know some of you might be listening thinking, well, that's just great for you, Jonathan. You know how to do all this stuff and you figure this out. I'm going, no, I'm exactly the same. I follow the breadcrumbs. I follow the small steps. And if you stay faithful to that process, some of us change our lives in an instant, right? Some people have a crisis and everything changes. But most of us change incrementally. And again, you know, we talked about it yesterday, nature changes incrementally. You know, nature doesn't go from midwinter to summer in like 20 seconds, does it? You know, the patterns of the constellations in the sky don't change day to day necessarily. I mean, you know, we don't suddenly see massive shifts in the cosmological order. There is this process, this gradual process of growth and movement and development and change. So I think we just got to work with that. And we've just got to take the little steps day by day, the little movements day by day where things get better. You know, my journey back into, I mean, look, I've always been fit. I've always been active. But my journey back into this level of fitness and this level of training, it began with sitting on the couch one day. It was after the accident, so I'd put some weight back on, nothing excessive, but I just was sitting on the couch and I went, you know what, if this doesn't change, then things are just going to go really downhill. Now, from the moment that I had that thought to being where I am sitting here in the studio, you know, 10, 15 kilos lighter than I was, so for my American friends, it's 35, 40 pounds, and to be, you know, incredibly fit and strong for the age I'm at now. Do you understand that that was a process? Like that it took just doing the right thing one day and then doing the right thing the next day and then the right thing the next day. And practically I had structure around it. I had a coach. I had all the things that I often talk about that you need. If you want to create a change, you've got to build structure and systems because willpower is such an ineffective resource for creating change in your life. But you see what I'm saying? That just like the world around us and the seasons change slowly, my change was progressive and slow. You know, if people haven't seen me for 6 months, they walk around the corner, they go, man, like you look so different. But they just see the end point. They don't see the incremental stages. So this journey of change that you're on, just back yourself and take those steps and just do the next thing, make the next phone call or read the next article or, you know, make the tiniest changes. You know, I've made tiny changes recently, these incremental changes, like started using stevia powder, you know, which is a naturally occurring sugar with zero calories because, you know, I was eating really carefully, but I've got a sweet tooth and I was just, you know, just craving. And then slowly I just discovered these little things like stevia, these little changes, these small things that all add up to big changes. Okay, so just start thinking about where you get energized, where you want to move towards, and then just take these small steps. Right, the last thing I wanted to mention to you, something's been on my mind for a few weeks. I recently read Ray Dalio's book, Principles. So Ray Dalio, as some of you might know, is the founder of the most successful hedge fund in history, Bridgewater, which is worth about, you know, $10 billion. And a really interesting guy, like intense guy. People think I'm intense. It's like Ray Dalio is just next level. And he's got a video on YouTube which describes the economic cycle. It's, you know, it's got millions of views. It's an interesting overview of how the economic cycle works. But he makes the point at the end where he gives kind of 3 points that everybody should be thinking about. And one of the ones that really resonated with me was he said, be productive. He said, be productive. If you want to do well in a changing economy and global uncertainty, he said, look, be productive. Produce things. Now, I want to apply that to all of us. Now, that doesn't mean that you've all got to quit your job and start, you know, manufacturing, I don't know, something. It means that as a general life principle, we need to be producers. You know, we talk about one of our politicians here who's left politics now talked about the difference between lifters and leaners. He said lifters were people that, you know, worked in the economy, produced productive things, and leaners were people who took a, you know, government transfer payments and, you know, they received more in government benefits than they paid in tax. They were leaning on other people. So, and of course, in an economy, if you get enough, if you don't have enough lifters, you get too many leaners, you get all sorts of problems. So whether it's in an economy or even in a, you know, relationship or a family, I mean, I don't want to sort of reduce deep human relationships to economics, but we can produce things in our families. Like what? We can produce increased quality of relationships. We can produce encouragement. We can produce friendship and connection. So I just want to say to all of us, be productive. I'm working on so many projects at the moment. It makes my head spin. Like COVID is just like, I just realized that things are different. I won't be traveling as much for a little while. And I'm working on so many things, like just so many things. Because I want to be productive. You know, I want to make a difference in people's lives. I want to, you know, grow our businesses and be able to do the things that I want to do. So be productive. Look into your life and say, you know, look, be honest. In general, are you being productive? Now, that is on the macro level, right? So it's on the macro level of what you're doing in your career and your relationships. But very much comes down to the day by day. You know, how much time are you wasting on the internet? How much time are you wasting on Netflix, Instagram, Facebook? I'm not your judge. I'm just asking the question that the ability to be productive is deeply embedded in this capacity to be focused, attentive, diligent, you know, disciplined. What's that quote I came across the other day? You know, you can either have the suffering of discipline in the short term, or you can have the suffering of failure in the long term. I mean, I guess the counterpoint is, well, they're both forms of suffering, right? But discipline shapes us. And if you want to be productive, you're going to need discipline. And for me, that's about systems and structures and just mindfulness, just being aware if I'm drifting and wasting time and catching myself in the act, being my own detective, just going, what are you doing right now? Is this productive? Not every moment of life has to be productive. And definitely, you know, there's so much of a need these days for de-stress and for enjoying life. You know, once I get out of the studio, Karen and I are going to go for a walk today. We've got kids' sport on tonight. I'm going to enjoy that. It's magnificent beer drinking weather. So, friends, I'm not running around bashing myself up, you know, about being productive 24/7. But when I'm on, I'm on. And I want to produce stuff. All right, friends. So what do we got there? Follow the small breadcrumbs of change in your life. Gravitate towards where the energy, passion, and connection is in your life. And be productive. Okay, that's it from me. Please make sure you've subscribed. Send this out to a few family members. Leave a review. Post a comment on wherever you're listening. And listen, I'm coaching some people again. Because the travel's still all up in the air, the borders are all over the place. So I have a very busy schedule. But if you'd like to do some coaching with me, either personal coaching or especially for people in business, so around mindset coaching, and I think I really love seeing people's businesses flourish. I'm very passionate about it because I think that our society and our culture thrives when, you know, people in business do well. And I'm not talking about necessarily massive global corporations. I'm talking about people building and creating useful goods and services. So if you want some help in that area, reach out. You can email me direct, jonathan@jonathandoyle.co.co, or just get in touch with me through the website at jonathandoyle.co. Coaching is basically, we can do an easy free session. A lot of people just want to go, hey, I don't want to commit a bunch of money to this until I feel that I know what it's going to be about. So happy to jump on a call and just kick around a few things and see where we can bring some value. All right, friends, God bless you. The best is ahead. It is not behind. You know, the other day I found that in Latin, and it is optimum premissit. Premissit. Optimum premissit. The best is ahead. I'm going to get that sucker put on a coat of arms. I'm going to hang it over my door. Because the best is ahead, my friends. Everyone's like, but COVID, it's the end of the world. No, we had the Black Death. It was much worse. And we're still here. You noticed? I guess any historians know that about a third of the world population died. But let's not mention that. The best is ahead. You're alive. I woke up this morning at 4 a.m. and I'm like, I'm alive. It's another day. It's going to be a good day. It's going to be a good day. I've been teaching Karen. I've just been, you know, teaching her. You don't get the guarantee of the rest of your life. You don't get it. Regular listeners know. My accident taught me that. I quote it to my friends all the time. You could die tomorrow. So get out there. Get after it. Follow the change. Be productive. God bless you, friends. My name's Jonathan Doyle. This has been The Daily Podcast. And I'll have another message for you tomorrow.